There's a kind of woman that foils the plans of the devil. And this kind of woman does not need a stage, doesn't need a social media platform. She doesn't need applause. She doesn't need a title. She doesn't need an office. Let's look at this description of this woman in Song of Solomon, chapter 6. What Solomon is doing, he's painting a picture of biblical womanhood in all of its beauty. It says, she looks forth as the morning. Like the dawn, she brings light into darkness. She is hope at sunrise. There's a fresh beginning. She is fair as the moon. In other words, she's reflecting. She doesn't generate her own light. She's reflecting the light of the sun. Her beauty is from outside of her. It's the beauty of Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. That is her power. She is clear as the sun. In other words, she's radiant, visible. She can't be ignored. Just like the sun reaches everything in its path, her life touches others. She's stately. When she walks in the room, she's very different. Her character burns bright. It's warm. She's clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And awesome as an army with banners. Yes, she's beautiful. She's like the light. But don't make any mistake about her. Her gentleness is not weakness. She's fierce in spirit. She wages war quietly. She's carrying banners. How? By her nurturing life, by her clinging to the truth, by her refusing to bow down to the spirit of the age. A woman of God in the home filled with the word of God is a threat to every enemy of God. She is an awesome power in the hand of God. She doesn't need a platform. She builds one in her living room. She doesn't need to fight like men. She fights by raising children, honoring her husband, teaching younger women, and reflecting Jesus Christ in everything she does. You want to be that kind of woman. The kind of woman who wakes up in the morning and the devil says, rats, she's up. Let's raise a generation of women like that. Let's preserve the beauty. Let's terrify the darkness. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever.
Scripture Applied is a production of Church and Family Life. Visit churchandfamilylife.com for more resources.